Parshas Nitzavim, one big lesson is to keep a distance from negative influences. As the Pasuk says, Vatiru eshikutseyem eskilu lehem, Eitz ve'even kesev zav asher imahem. You may see their abominable and repulsive idols of wood, stone, silver, which are with them. The Briska Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zesoloveitchik, said that a person may see idols and view them as abominations and feel repulsed and sickened by them. Nevertheless, the Torah tells you and warns us against being negatively influenced by them, because everything you see makes an impression that even though at first you feel negatively about them, eventually you may be influenced to follow them. And therefore, negative influences are very powerful and you must keep your distance. By the way, just the agav, when it comes to Shmiras HaEinayim, watching one's eyes, it's the same concept. There are many people that mitzad their own nefesh, their own soul, and their madrega they are at, they would never, ever indulge in certain unhealthy, immoral types of things. But the Torah tells you, loisasuru, that if you do end up seeing things that you shouldn't see, and out of free will you continue to do so, that could bring you to a path that to get you to be involved in immoral things that you would have never have dreamed that you were capable of, and really in truth is really not something that you weren't capable of before. But Hashem is warning us that your straying after your eyes could cause this. Same thing over here. Avodah Zarah, especially in those days where there was a Yetzer Avodah Zarah, we don't comprehend it these days that much because that Yetzer Hara was taken away from us. But the idea, concept remains the same, that even something that seems disgusting to us, there's no way I could do such an Avera because I'm repulsed by it. But the bottom line is if you see it and you think about it and you're exposed to it when you shouldn't be exposed to it, it will wear on you to a point where it won't be as disgusting anymore till you fall down that path. So it's very important to keep a distance from negative influences. Another thing on the pretty much the opposite end of it is that when you utilize all your life situations for growth, you will experience simcha. It says Vahaya, and Vahaya we know, we're going to talk about, Vahaya is a lashon of simcha. The Aruch Chaim says that over here. But it says Vahaya will be, Ki avoyu alecha kol advar me'ela, when all these things will come to you, Habracha, the blessings, Vaklola, and the curses, Asher nosati lefanecha, that I placed before you, Vashevoisa elavavecha, and you'll take it to heart. So Rabbi Yonason Eibershitz says here, in Teferis Yoynesen, that every life situation is a unique test for our character that we can utilize for growth or to cause us to go down the wrong path for new faults. If someone was blessed with a tremendous amount of wealth, financial success, on one hand, he could use it because he could free his mind from things that distract his concentration, and he could daven better, and he could learn better. If you are a financially in difficult situation, you could still be elevated by breaking one's arrogance and conceit. Then both poverty and wealth are beneficial in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and your relationship with your fellow man. On the other hand, wealth can cause someone to commit all kinds of averis, to remove yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and poverty, the same thing, could hold someone back from self-improving. So everything is dependent upon how a person utilizes or misutilizes both of this. Sai the wealth, sai the poverty. Sai the brachos and sai the klalos. You shall take it to heart means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, take to your heart, whether it's brachos, whether it's klalos, that it's entirely up to you how you will respond to various life tests. And Teferis Yoynesen doesn't say this befeirish, but it's pretty clear that even if Cholila, there's an opposite of bracha coming, but you use that opportunity to take it to heart, Vashevoisa alavavecha, once you have that Vashevoisa alavavecha, then Hashem turns that klala into a bracha. Because now you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that, and then the bracha is manifest and the klala goes away. That's a very important thing to know. So if someone, let's say, is poor he could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for wealth and for Yishav Adas and for financial security 1,000,000%. And he should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do whatever shtadlis you need to do, 100%. Halavai, everyone should have Beravchus, Begashmius, and Beruchnius, everything they need. But with that comes a tefillah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Help me that when I get these new gifts that you're going to give me, that I use it for self-improvement, I use it to connect to you, I use it to become a happier, good person. Now, when we learn this and we develop this, and a person who lives with this attitude, they won't be thrown by life difficulties. He'll review everything in the lens of how am I going to learn from this, connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, and become a better person. So over here, going back to the pasuk, the Ora Chaim says on this pasuk, v'hoya, v'hoya means simcha. V'hoya, there's a simcha that whether it comes the bracha or the klala, as long as there's really a v'ashe v'isa ala v'avecha, when we realize that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to you, then simcha is the right response. And that is really a hamtaka, a sweetening of any type of negative thing or seemingly negative thing comes from when you say, okay, I'm using this as an opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By doing that and learning the lessons from it, then every klala becomes a bracha and turns into that actually. It's similar to how the sweet, bitter waters became sweet waters. So that's another big lesson in our parsha. Another lesson in our parsha, which is very well known, but we really need to ingrain it into ourselves, especially as Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Ha'Neirim are coming, a new year, is that when you make a deep commitment to change, that changes you even right away, and it helps you ultimately get to the point where you want to be, wherever you need to be, in Avodas Hashem. That is, Ki Karev Eilecha Hadover Me'oid Be'eficha Uvilvavcha La'asaisai. The matter of is very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to do it. Rechaim Shmulevitz comments on this, that the Torah tells us that regardless of how far away you are, if you sincerely try to become a better person, you automatically, even by that commitment alone, transform yourself. When you make a verbal commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to yourself to become a changed person, a better person, then those very words, as long as you're sincere, the very words put you in a different place than where you are before. Now, of course, that alone is not enough. You actually have to follow that by action and by actually changing. But the words you tell yourself still have a major influence on your behavior. We're not talking about someone who just says mouth lip service to something they're not planning on implementing. We're talking about someone who really, really wants to improve, whatever area they want to improve. If they repeat themselves over and over again of how they're going to improve, you'll see practical changes. Your verbal and mental suggestions you make to yourself is ki karev eilecha hadover ma'oid, is very close to you. And once you make that decision, you'll be matzliach as long as you don't give up that resolve. And there are many people who make pledges and resolutions and make positive changes, but they don't carry it out. So there's a credibility gap. But to overcome that, one needs to have action and consistency. But the aside of it, though, first is ki karav eilecha hadava ma'oid b'ficha l'vavcha la'asaisai. It's very close when you really have that sincere, deep commitment that comes a long way. And the last thing to talk about, Bez Hashem, there's many things, but the last thing we're going to say here, first wishing you all a k'siva v'chasim v'toiv, a good k'bench to yar. And the idea of Loi Bashamayim Hi. Loi Bashamayim Hi means that who's going to come up to heavens and take it, you know, and who's going to go to the Eivar Yarden and so on. And the Gemara Erevin in Nunhei Amar Aleph says that the Pasuk is telling you that if the Torah were in heaven, you would have to climb up to reach it. If the Torah were on the other side of the ocean, you would have to go traveling there. This means that Torah is so crucial to our existence that even if it's extremely difficult to acquire, you should make every possible effort to acquire it. Now, we just learned the reality is kikarav elecha dava ma'oy, that it is very close to you. It's not me'ira yardin. It's not bashamayim hi. It's within each and every one of us. But the idea behind this, though, and Zalman of Volozhin, which is a Talmud of the Ligoyin, and the brother of Chaim Volozhin, used to say that the etzem desire, he says like this, you know, you need an important, he was studying Torah, Rav Zalman of Volozhin, and there was a heavy box in front of the books of the Svarim that he wanted to take, and it seemed like it was impossible for one person to remove the box. So Rav Zalman, what did he do? He went back and forth in the house and said, Lo yi bashamayim hi, leimer, it's not in the heavens, and Lo yi meivad layom hi. He said it back and forth, back and forth. He said this pasuk over again and again till he had such a hava, and he said it in a sing-song voice, and he said it so many times, it put him in a high madrega, high elevated state to want to learn more Torah knowledge, and that gave him the extra energy to move the box all by himself to get the sefer he needed to get. The more one appreciates the value of Limud HaTorah, the more one is to be able to overcome any obstacles that will prevent you from learning Torah. You may think it's impossible, but it's doable, and it becomes even easy to a certain extent. So one needs to understand this, Bez Hashem, especially coming into the new year. Don't get discouraged. Make those commitments, a deep commitment to change, and then follow it up with action. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should create through this siyata d'shmaya that all of us should experience a new personal transformation of growing, both in Torah and in Avodah and in Gemilas Chasadim, all three areas of life, Sai Benod Lamokim, Sai Benod Lachaveiroi, and we could enhance and make this year, this upcoming year, the greatest year we had in our lives by using these principles and by connecting to Hashem every moment of the day and realizing that everything in our lives is important. Hashem loves us and nothing is in vain. And even difficulties and stresses in life, if we use it to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we daven to Hashem and connect with Hashem, those stresses, those difficulties become our biggest brachos. And may we see that all those brachos in a revealed manner, in an open way, and all of Klai Yisrael should experience Yeshuas and Refuas and Achamais. Ksiv v'chsim v'tayva, and have a wonderful Shabbos.